Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy. Mother of God, Saint Michael, holy angels of God, Saint John the Baptist, Saint Joseph, Saint Peter and Saint
the nation.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And good morning. This is Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, and welcome to Deeper Truth. And with the conclusion of our nine-day novena for the blessed souls in purgatory, the month of November continues the dedication for the souls in purgatory. And so we're going to focus with the prayer, the memorial prayer for suffering souls in purgatory. And here is an act of heroic charity for the souls in purgatory. The prayer that I'm getting ready to say here is known as the heroic act of charity. It is especially powerful, calling to mind as it does, and especially powerful intercessory with our Lord, his mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary. And however, if you have made the true devotion consecration to Mary, then you have given Mary all that you have by way of works and merits for her to dispose as she wishes and sees fit. You simply make a conditional heroic act of charity, leaving to Mary the decision of what she will use for whom and when. Heavenly Father, in union with the merits of Jesus and Mary, I offer you, for the sake of the poor souls, all the satisfactory value of my works during life, as well as all that will be done for me after death. I give you my all through the hands of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, that she may set free whatever soul she pleases, according to her heavenly wisdom and mother's love for them. Receive this offering, O God, and grant me in return an increase of your grace. Amen. Memorial prayer for suffering souls in purgatory. Almighty God, Father of goodness and love, have mercy on the poor suffering souls and grant your aid. To my dear parents and ancestors, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To my brothers and sisters and other near relatives, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To my benefactors, spiritual and temporal, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To my former friends and subjects, Jesus, Mary, Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. Excuse me. To all for whom love or duty bids me pray, Jesus, Mary, Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who have suffered disadvantage or harm through me, Jesus, Mary, Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who have offended me, Jesus, Mary, Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To all those who are especially beloved by you, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those whose release is at hand, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who desire most to be united with you, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who endure the greatest suffering, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those whose release is most remote, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who are least remembered, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who are most deserving on account of their service to the Church, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the rich who now are the most desolate, destitute. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the mighty, who now are as lowly servants, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the blind, who now see their folly, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the frivolous, who spent their time in idleness, Jesus, Mary, Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the poor, who did not seek the treasures of heaven, Jesus, Mary, Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the tepid, who devoted little time to prayer, Jesus, Mary, Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the indolent, who were negligent in performing good works, Jesus, Mary, Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those of little faith, who neglected the frequent reception of the sacraments, Jesus, Mary, Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the habitual sinners, who owe their salvation to a miracle of grace, Jesus, Mary, Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To parents who fail to watch over their children, Jesus, Mary, Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To superiors who were not solicitous for the salvation of those entrusted to them, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the souls of those who strove for hardly anything but riches and pleasures, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the worldly minded, who failed to use their wealth and talents in the service of God, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who witnessed the death of others who would not think of their own, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who did not provide for the great journey beyond and the days of tribulation, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those whose judgment is so severe because of the great things entrusted to them, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the popes, rulers, kings, and princes, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the bishops and their counselors, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To my teachers and spiritual advisors, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the deceased priests, diocese, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To all the priests and religious of the whole Catholic Church, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the defenders of the Holy Spirit, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who died on the battlefield, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who are buried in the sea, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who died of stroke or heart attack, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who died without the last rites of the church, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who shall die within the next 24 hours, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To my own poor soul, when I shall have to appear before you, your judgment seat, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. O Lord, grant eternal rest to all the souls of the faithful departed, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The memory, remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. And Donna Corey Gibson, Catholic artist and singer, sings the memory. Here's Donna Corey Gibson, Catholic author, with the memory. Thank you.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And so, with this, the 11 principles of leadership. These 11 principles of leadership works well in any area where leadership is a must. The military is routine, and that is my primary experience. But this should all apply in the field of business and for my purpose this morning, also in the spiritual realm. Case in point, the alleged reported vision of the Blessed Virgin Mary at San Damiano, Italy, 1961-1970. It's given a negative decision without explanation, the Miracle Hunter. Did the bishop disbelieve the visions to be authentic? That nothing supernatural is recognized? Did the bishop believe the story was fraudulent? That the story was full of deceptions? Did the bishop question this was a money-making scheme? Did he conclude that there was no evidence to support such a claim? Even though the bishop gives a negative decision, he does not permit priests to travel there and offer Mass. He does not want pilgrimages to travel there. In saying this, the bishop does not outright condemn the San Damiano reported visions. In the Catholic world, news travel. It does travel, and the story gets out there, word of mouth. And so when you have Catholic publications and in the Catholic world, then it's being picked up. Anti-Catholics like John Benko automatically pushes that if there is a negative decision or no decision, that the visions are automatically condemned. And so the approval of an apparition's supernatural character means that the case cannot be explained away due to an impediment in the visionary, or as fraud, nor as a natural phenomenon, nor of demonic origin. Well, 1 Peter chapter 1 through 5 addresses this in a powerful way, stating, St. Peter writes, "So I exhort presbyters, the bishops, among you as a fellow presbyter and witness to the sufferings of Christ and one who has a share in the glory to be revealed. Tend the flock of God in your midst, overseeing not by constraint but willingly, as God would have it, not for shameful profit, but eagerly. Do not lord it over those assigned to you, but be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd is revealed, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Likewise, you younger members, be subject to the presbyters, to the bishops, and all of you, clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another. For God opposes the proud, but bestows favor on the humble. And so the principles of leadership. 1. Know yourself and seek self-improvement. You are never done growing as a leader. 2. Be technically and tactically proficient. Know your business. 3. Seek responsibility and take responsibility for your actions. Be accountable. 4. Make sound and timely decisions. Be wise, but be decisive. And so my question, are the John Bencos of the world correct in their insistence that reported miracles such as San Demenio, Italy, are formally condemned by the Catholic Church? Clearly, informed Christians looking into any such reported events must take what the Church proclaims seriously. If such reported events are not outright condemned, consider the Bayside, New York Declaration concerning the Bayside Movement, November 4, 1986, letter of Bishop Francis McGavero of Brooklyn. In recent months, this is what he says, in recent months, doubts have been raised by members of the so-called Bayside Movement concerning the official position of the Diocese of Brooklyn on the alleged apparitions of the Blessed Virgin Mary and other heavenly beings to a woman by the name of Veronica Lucan. Moreover, erroneous claims have been made by a number of followers of Miss Lucan concerning the legitimacy of their position in order to justify their activities on behalf of the movement. These have taken the form of statements in their publications that since Articles 1399 and 2218 of the 1917 Code of Canon Law were abrogated by Pope Paul VI in 1966. No ecclesiastical permission is required. Neither can anyone incur censure for the publication or dissemination of information dealing with revelations, visions, or miracles, provided these do not endanger faith and morals. As a result of the above-mentioned doubts and claims, a number of Christ faithful continue to attend the regular scheduled vigils held at Flushing Meadow Park and to disseminate or receive propaganda literature on this matter. The undersigned diocesan bishop of Brooklyn, in my role as the legitimate shepherd of this particular church, wish to confirm the constant position of the Diocese of Brooklyn that a thorough investigation revealed that the alleged divisions of Bayside completely lack authenticity. Moreover, in view of the confusion created by published reports of messages and other literature by this movement, I consider it my obligation to offer Christ faithful pastoral guidance, lest their faith be endangered by messages and teachings relayed by visionaries, which are contrary to the faith of our Catholic Church. Therefore, in consultation with the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, I hereby declare that no credibility can be given to the so-called apparitions reported by Veronica Lucan and her followers. The messages and other related propaganda contain statements which, among other things, are contrary to the teaching of the Catholic Church, undermine the legitimate authority of bishops and councils, and instill doubts in the minds of the faithful. For example, by claiming that for years an imposter pope governed the Catholic Church in place of Paul VI. Those who persistently maintain that no ecclesiastical permission is required for the publication or dissemination of information concerning revelations, visions, or miracles are erroneously interpreting the directives of the Holy See when they attempt to justify the publication of the propaganda literature on the Bayside messages. In my view of my declaration concerning the authenticity of the visions of Bayside, the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith has confirmed that the principles governing the publication of such religious material still maintain authoritative moral value, prohibiting the endangering of faith and good morals. So, as a result, those publishing or disseminating this propaganda literature are acting against the judgment of legitimate church authority. Because of my concern for their spiritual welfare, members of Christ's faithful are hereby directed to refrain from participating in the vigils and from disseminating any propaganda related to the Bayside apparitions. They are also discouraged from reading any such literature. Anyone promoting this devotion in any way, be it by participating in the vigils, organizing pilgrimages, publishing or disseminating the literature related to it, is contributing to the confusion which is being created in the faith of God's people, as well as encouraging them to act against the determinations made by the legitimate pastor of this particular church. It remains my constant hope that all the faithful spend their time and energies in promoting devotion to our Blessed Lady in the many forms which have been approved by the Catholic Church. Bishop Francis Guerrero, Bishop of Brooklyn. And so, number five, as far as going back to the 11 principles of leadership, but that was very telling coming from the Bishop of Brooklyn. Set the example. More is caught than taught. Bishop Francis Guerrero, Bishop of Brooklyn, certainly sets the example, making it clear to the faithful. The declaration concerning Bayside, New York, is the guidance coming from a shepherd for the spiritual concern of the souls in his care. And then numbers, know your people and look out for their well-being. They don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. A statistical analysis of the Marian apparition directory reveals that the following results. During the 20th century, there have been 386 cases of Marian apparitions. The Church has made no decision about the supernatural character regarding 299 of the 386 cases. 299 of the 386 cases Church has no decision on. The Church has made a negative decision about the supernatural character in 79 of the 386 cases. Out of the 386 apparitions, the Church has decided that yes, there is a supernatural character only in 8 cases. Fatima, Portugal, Beiring, Belgium, Benrex, Belgium, so Belgium's got 2 of them, Akita, Japan, Syracuse, Italy, Zaytun, Egypt, Manila, Philippines, according to some sources, and Batana, Venezuela. So there's only 8 in the 20th century. Local bishops have approved of the faith expression at the sites where these 8 apparitions occurred, besides the 8 approved apparitions. There have been 11 out of the 386 apparitions which have not been approved with a supernatural character, but which have received a yes to indicate the local bishop's approval of faith expression, prayer, and devotion at the site. Marian apparition directory reveals the following results. During the 20th century, there have been 386 cases of Marian apparitions. Of those, with no decision or a negative decision or a yes. Okay, here's the, of those with no decision or a negative decision or a yes are automatically condemned. And that is the question. They are not automatically condemned. Keep your people informed. Your team never failed because of too much communication. The 20th century has been rich in reported apparitions of Our Blessed Mother. Apparitions of Our Blessed Lady have been reported on every continent on our globe. The seers have been people from many walks of life, men, women, and children. The locations where Marian apparitions have occurred are numerous. Large cities, remote areas, caves, churches, fields, homes, monasteries, and other places. And so develop a sense of responsibility in your subordinates. You are responsible for developing your people. Well, the Roman Catholic Church has prudently been cautious to approve, disapprove, or condemn reported apparitions. In general, studied apparitions are classified as not worthy of belief, not contrary to the faith, or worthy of belief. The message of an approved apparition cannot have any content that is contrary to the teaching of the church. Number 9, ensure the task is understood, supervised, and accomplished. Set clear expectations and goals, then coach and hold people accountable. And then 10, train your people as a team. Culture is the leader's job. So if the church makes a negative ruling about a particular apparition, we are not to believe in that apparition. If the bishop makes a positive ruling about an apparition, we are not bound to assent to the apparition, but we cannot berate the messages nor the separation once the church declares it valid. The reader will find that in the majority of cases, the church has neither taken action nor made a final decision. So employ your team in accordance with its strengths and capabilities. Put your people in a position to succeed. So decisions about faith expression are made before the supernatural character of an apparition is decided upon. If the bishop should ever rule that the specific apparition is not of supernatural character, then of course there would no longer be any devotion that is approved at that site. So that's what, as far as in the case of San Domenico, Italy, 1961-1970, it is given a negative decision without any explanation to the miracle hunter. And so the bishop does not allow for priests and pilgrimages to arrive there. So obviously it seems as if the bishop is saying that the supernatural character of the apparition is decided upon and he made a decision on it. If the bishop should ever rule that the specific apparition is not of supernatural character, then of course there would no longer be any devotion that is approved at the site. So in saying this, the bishop is obviously saying that he does not see a supernatural character of the apparition. And so that would be the purpose or reason why there's no devotion or, you know, pilgrimages that is approved at that site. So, but it does not automatically say it is condemned. That means people who are there or people who live there, or as the message spreads, if the message is not against faith and morals, which is very key in all this. So if there's a, if there was an issue about teachings that are false or wrong, then the bishop would have put that in here with his observation of it or his ruling on it. So the stream is always most pure at the source of the wellspring. If the shepherds guarding the flock do not do diligence on these many events, ensuring that any message is free from any compromise, endangering faith and good morals. A no decision or a negative decision only complicates the process, as I asked in the beginning of this vlog. The alleged reported vision of the Blessed Virgin Mary at San Damiano, Italy, 1961-1970, is given a negative decision without explanation. The Miracle Hunter. And did the bishop believe the visions to be authentic? Well, that is not noted. That nothing supernatural is recognized, and that is to be noted since he doesn't want pilgrimages there or priests to go there to offer Mass. Did the bishop believe the story was fraudulent? Well, that is not noted. That the story was full of deceptions? That is not noted. Did the bishop question there was a money-making scheme? That is not noted. Did he conclude that there was no evidence to support such a claim? That's not noted either. Even though the bishop gives a negative decision, he does not permit priests to travel there and offer Mass. He does not want pilgrimages to travel there. In saying this, the bishop does not outright condemn the San Damiano reported visions. He offers none of those details, which is unlike what Bishop Francis Magavero of the Bishop of Brooklyn. And he gives a fully detailed explanation about the Bayside reported events there. And he makes it very clear, very clear. So that's the issue here. So the bishop does not outright condemn the San Damiano reported visions. In the Catholic world, news does travel, and the story gets out there word of mouth. Anti-Catholics like John Benko automatically pushes that if there is a negative decision or a no decision, that the visions are condemned. Does the bishop then leave such a decision such as this to the John Benkos, who specializes in attacking any and all, regardless if in general, studied apparitions are classified as not worthy of belief, not contrary to the faith, or worthy of belief? Thank you. Well, Bishop, thank you, Bishop Francis Guevara, Bishop of Brooklyn, for showing what right looks like. These investigations are not about hurting those invested in such events, but for preventing the spread of dissensions that the John Benkos, who love to spread themselves, claiming themselves to be wise, they become fools instead. So when you look at Journey with Mary, the radio show that is featured on Deeper Truth on Sunday nights, and these Marian apparitions that John Carpenter and I have presented, or that we present, well, if they are not formally condemned by the church, such as the Bayside, if they have a no decision, or even a negative decision, if there is a negative decision, then that is problematic, and that's why that's why direction needs to be also added. Okay, the reason why there's a no decision here or a negative decision here is because faulty teaching or faulty messaging coming from there or something of that nature. Like I was talking with the Archdiocese of Kansas City, Kansas, and as I was talking with Rita, my sister there, that, well, if a supposed message of such an event is saying that the Virgin Mary is saying that, well, Jesus is not truly present in the Eucharist, that is just a fabrication. If something come up like that, that's an automatic red flag, definitely. Or if a message such as, well, you don't need to go to confession, just ask the Lord to forgive you and you don't need to go to confession. That would be an automatic red flag. I mean, you know, there's things that, I mean, you know, anything that is contrary to Catholic teaching, Catholic belief, because Our Lady would never come down to, you know, to give anything that would be contrary to the Catholic faith. So that's why the bishop, if there's a reason why he's giving it a negative, he should give the reason why, because if the messages are being word of mouth and all over, it's in the Catholic world, it's being publicized or it's being reported, or at least, you know, if there's something that is obviously against Catholic teaching, that needs to be reflected. And unfortunately, because of interpretations, because of language barriers and things like that, things get out there and miscued out there. So messages can become altered by those giving or offering the reports. And so by the time it gets out here, way out here, and by the time we get to it, we want to make sure that what we're reporting is authorized, or at least within Catholic teaching. And that's what we're doing. We do that. Whenever we are looking at any such event that's reported out there, we want to give the best information available on the subject. And if it's not accepted by the church, or if it's not recognized as of yet, maybe it's still ongoing. Sometimes it's still ongoing. The average acceptance of any apparition of the such is usually 56 years or so. It takes a long time, it seems like, a lifetime for investigation on these matters. And so in the meantime, it gets out there. And so we want to give diligence in our presentations. And so the bishops could really be a very important element to that. Because, a no decision doesn't really offer much. And a negative decision, if there's nothing to say why, if the bishop, like in the question that I've asked, I mean, in their investigations, if the bishop just doesn't like it, you know, if he doesn't want to deal with it, I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, I don't know. I don't know.
But if he sets up an investigation, if he does set up an and based on that what is brought back to him, it should be clear. Well, this is a negative. It's going to be given a negative because this, and this. And that way, when it reaches us, we can say, hey, because when we're asked, when we're looking into it, this is not accepted because this. And you know, you look at it, and you can see it. And if it's demonic, if it's satanic, truly satanic or demonic, if it is an occasion that Satan is trying to do something, see, the bishop, he should want to safeguard his people, not just his people, but all over the world. I mean, you know, I mean, these events go far beyond. And so when we report them on our podcast here, it definitely goes far beyond. And so what we want to present is what the Catholic Church teach. And so if a matter is condemned, we can report that as we condemn. So that way we can dispel it if there's anything to dispel. Okay, this one is dispelled. Now, the case that I use as an example here, I mean, think about this again. Of the 386 cases, 299 of them have a no decision. And so I like what this directive here shows. The Roman Catholic Church has prudently been cautious to approve, disapprove, or condemn reported apparitions. In general, studied apparitions are classified as not worthy of belief, okay, not contrary to the faith, or belief. It may be worthy of belief. The message to an approved apparition cannot have any content that is contrary to the teaching of the church. So that is very clear. That's clear. But I think there is something right there. This is right here. It says that the Catholic Church has prudently been cautious to approve, disapprove, or condemn reported apparitions. Okay. So if it has a no decision or even a negative decision, that does not mean that the reported apparitions are condemned. It's not what John Binko or any of his ilk will say. Now, if something that is being reported, that is a message that is contrary to the Catholic Church, that is different. That is different. So, here we go. So, the alleged reported vision of the Blessed Virgin Mary at San Damiano, Italy, 1961-1970, is given a negative decision without explanation, the Miracle Hunter. Did the bishop believe the visions to be authentic? Obviously not. That nothing supernatural is recognized? Well, obviously not. Did the bishop believe the story was fraudulent? Now that is not shared. He doesn't say. Does the story that the story was full of deceptions? Obviously not. It's not disclosed. The bishop does not say. Did the bishop question this was a money-making scheme? Not said. Did he conclude that there was no evidence to support such a claim? Not given. Even though the bishop gives a negative decision, he does not permit priests to travel there and offer mass. So obviously there, he concludes that there's nothing supernatural there. Nothing of that nature there. Nothing supernatural there. He does not want pilgrimages to travel there. So that is, in saying this, the bishop does not outright condemn the San Damiano reported visions, nor those involved with surrounding the events itself, the seers, for example, or reported seers. If there was something that was evil or something that is erroneous about all that, the bishop would be coming, just like they did in Brooklyn, New York. That is what right looks like. And that's what it is. In the Catholic world, news does travel, and the story gets out there. Word of mouth. And so anti-Catholics, like John Benko, automatically pushes that if there is a negative decision or no decision, that the visions are condemned. Does the bishop then leave such a decision such as this to the John Benkos, who specializes in attacking any and all regardless? If the general studied apparitions are classified as not worthy of belief, or not contrary to the faith, or worthy of belief. And thank you, Bishop Francis Bergavero, Bishop of Brooklyn, for showing what right looks like. These investigations are not about hurting those invested in such events, but for preventing the spread of dissensions that the John Benkos, who love to spread themselves, claiming themselves to be wise, they become fools instead. I mean, when you have John Benko who go to other people's websites and put in perversion on these sites for people's wives, that to me is a greater harm and greater evil. And so that is what is happening. And so my encouragement of those of people to pray for John Benko and for those like him. And so, and pray for these events and for the leadership of the church, the leadership, the bishops, as what St. Peter says. That's why I quoted that, what St. Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1 through 5. He exhorted the bishops among you as a fellow bishop and witness to the sufferings of Christ and one who has a share in the glory to be revealed. Tend the flock of God in your midst, overseeing not by constant constraint, but willingly, as God would have it, not for shameful profit, but eagerly. But do not lord it over those assigned to you, but be examples to the flock. Oh, to be examples, to set the example, like we have coming from the Bishop of Brooklyn in the Bayside story, his declaration, that is perfect guidance from a shepherd in dealing with one of these events, endangering faith and good works within that diocese, within that area. And so that warning that he gives, he's very forceful about it. He wants to put a stop to it because of the how what it has caused, that the kind of dissension. And so if there's these events, Marian events, that's why it's important that the local bishop, if there's something that he gives it a no decision or a, you know, there's a good, you know, so that is an issue of concern, and that we can relay to those when we're doing such a story, because that way, hey, this is not valid or this is not accepted because, and share the, you know, the scriptures, you know, Ephesians 5:11 says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose it. And so as reporters, we seek to do that. We seek to do that. If there is such a, like this Bayside, we join in with the Bishop of Brooklyn. And if, you know, we won't even touch the story. We won't promote it in any way, but just show that it has been, it's not just a no decision or even a negative decision. It has been thoroughly rebuked, rebunked, condemned. And that's what all of those, I mean, the church should be the one that gives such a ruling, not John Benko. So, and that's that story today. But it's an important one for us to address, because with our Journey with Mary episodes, we have not pushed, or we not had anything that we have covered. None of them, nothing on there talks or shows heresy or anything that is contrary to Catholic teaching. Nothing. In fact, that's what I look at whenever I'm looking at that very thoroughly, using biblical and Catholic teaching on anything. If John Carpenter's showing, giving us a proposed message coming from Our Lady, if it's problematic, we point it out right then and there, if there is such. And so that's that way we present it, if it is. If it's not, if it's fostering faith, like praying the rosary, and that's what we looked at, and that's what our discussion was all about. The proposed message coming from San Damiano was to pray the rosary, frequent the Eucharist. No bishop's going to have no problem with that message. That would be a constant message that Our Lady would be sharing or calling for. So there has to be other issues why the bishop doesn't give it a rating that is positive. Obviously, he doesn't believe it's either authentic or supernatural. But that does not mean he condemns it. He does not condemn it. And I read what he put out. He does not condemn it. He does forbid priests to go there and pilgrimages to go there. He does forbid that. He does give it a negative, but there's nothing to show. I mean, if it's a money-making scheme, if people are doing that to better themselves, and if that's what the bishop either sees, if that's what it is, it's not in the story at all. So that would be a consideration for us to be able to say, hey, don't go there. The bishop says, do not go there. And so that's what we say. That's what we would reflect. We want to promote, and we're wanting to support the bishop. If the bishop says, do not go there. Do not go there. Don't jump on a plane and go there to Italy to go there. Don't make that a pilgrimage for yourself. If there's nothing there, don't set up or organize pilgrimages there. The bishop says, no. That's what we would, and that's what we would say. That's what, because that's exactly what the bishop is saying. But he does not outright condemn it. So if we're relaying the story of it, or at least what is reported, and then we look in what is reported, that is not condemned. What is condemned is being disobedient to the bishop. That would not be good. And so, we're backing the bishop. Do not go there. Do not pilgrimages there. Do not do that. The bishop said, no, don't do that. So, I mean, unless you got a family member there or you got a reason to go there other than, you know, that means that's, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, that's, he just, the bishop doesn't want anything set up to go there to foster devotion there, honoring such event if it's not genuine. Okay. But he's not saying not to go there. In fact, that, you know, San Domenico, this is where St. Francis got a revelation from our Lord to build a church. And so he was sort of, you know, he started rebuilding an old church that was kind of in ruins. But that's not exactly what the Lord wanted. Our St. Francis, he started rebuilding this church. But the Lord wanted him to do something more general all over the, you know. So he goes to Rome and sees Pope Innocent and get the order, you know, the Franciscan order established or accepted by the church. That's what Jesus was wanting when he was talking about rebuilding my church. that's exactly what. So, I mean, this is a very, I mean, there's a lot of, you go there to see, you know, this all this. But the bishop doesn't want you to go there because of the so-called event about the Virgin Mary appearing there. That he puts a negative on. And so he doesn't want anyone setting up pilgrimage there for that. Don't do that. And so in honoring the will of the bishop, do not do that. But he doesn't outright condemn it. So if the reported message of Our Lady there is to pray the rosary, well, we would say amen, pray the rosary, and make the Eucharist the center of your life. We would say amen, make the Eucharist the center of your life. That's something that Our Lady, we can trust, would say. So, with that, completes this story. But because John Benko's been out there attacking people, making himself his own authority, he's not the authority of the bishop. He has not the authority of the bishop. And for him to come to, I mean, he has his own web page and he's got his own podcast and he can do whatever he wants. And I'm not harassing him one bit. He can do whatever he wants. But when he comes here and he throws perverted messages to my wife, I have a problem with that. He's no longer, I don't regard him as a Christian, a brother, or any of that nature. Because I honor other people's, you know, their fan. I pray for everybody's family. I pray for husbands and wives that they to be strong. I don't try to put nothing in there to separate them in order to cause division among families, like Benko is doing when he's throwing perverted messages and giving my wife perverted messages. That is, that's beyond the pale. And when I get up and I see all the messages that he throws, it's just sad. So I just encourage you to pray for John Benko. Pray the rosary for him too, because he is in dire need of prayer. So God bless you all. And I really, the novena to the Holy Souls in Purgatory, that was very powerful. And I really, I like, you know, for the month of November, the Catholic Church, putting more into, you know, asking us to pray for the poor souls of Purgatory, which we will do. We will continue to do. and cover the saints, daily saints as well. Today, I just definitely, because of the 11 principles of leadership, I wanted to cover that a little bit, because all the 386 of these events, apparitions, and 299 of them are, no decision or negative decision. That's a lot. That's a lot. Only 8 have been accepted, like Fatima. Now this is the 20th century. So you may be thinking, well, what about Lourdes? Well, a lot of these Marian apparitions were, because when you journey with Mary, we go all the way back to 40 AD when the Virgin Mary appeared to St. James in Spain, 40 AD. And so before the 20th century, many of these were accepted by proclamation. You didn't have some kind of investigation set out by the Vatican in the first century, second century, third century, like that. You didn't have that. And these are by proclamation, the local bishops or the people, and that's, but today in the 20th century, we have a lot more. And so bishops have a lot more to, as shepherds on these in our time. And so, but it is interesting, very interesting. But the question is, if it has a no decision, does that mean that it's an automatically condemned? No, it does not. Even if it has a negative rating, even if the bishop gives it a negative rating, such as San Demario, Veneno, that does not mean it has been formally condemned, such as what the bishop there at Brooklyn did with Bayside. That is very obvious, and that's for all. And so that's what, if any of the other events were reported apparitions of Mary, if they have been formally condemned like this, then we want to be obedient to the bishop. And so that is what we must do, be obedient to the bishop. I'm not obedient to John Benko. John Benko has nothing about it. He has zero. So if you happen to see him do anything on my webpage, know that he's doing that uninvited, and he's not welcome on our webpage. I fired him months ago because of the way he has been acting. And so if you should see anything from him, he can do what he wants to on his webpage or in his podcast. It's just that when he comes over here, he's just trying to pick a fight. He wants a debate. He's not going to get a debate. Nope, he will not get a debate. First of all, he's not a man of honor. He's not a man of honor. He's a disgruntled employee. That's what it amounts to. And so may God have mercy on his soul. And we're praying for the poor souls in purgatory. And so we ask the Lord to pray. We pray for them. And so,
you're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
We are extremely evangelistic in our nature, in what we're about. Bringing back the prodigals. If the Lord would leave the 99 in search of the one that has gone astray, and when he finds that one that's gone astray, there's much joy in heaven. That should be our, in following Jesus, that should be are what we're all about too. So we are the beat of a different drum.